Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taking care of the tongue. Once when Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him about some good deed which would save him from Jahannam and get him into Jannah, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have asked for a very big thing, but it is actually an easy one if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. It is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, not to make any partners with him, to establish salah and pay zakat, to fast during Ramadan and to perform hajj of the Kaaba. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I show you the gateways of enjoyment forever? They are, fasting is a shield against shaitan's attacks. Sadaqah destroys sins just as water puts out a fire. The salah at midnight has a similar effect on sins, that is, it wipes them out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned that, shall I explain to you the head, the pillar and the height of Islam? The head is Islam, without which nothing has any value. Its pillar is Salah. Just as no building can stand without pillars, Islam cannot exist without Salah. Its pinnacle is Jihad. That is, Islam reaches perfection through Jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, shall I not tell you about the root of all things, which is the foundation of all that? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of his tongue and said, control this. Mu'az radiallahu anhu says, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we really be punished for what we talk about? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied angrily, I am surprised at you, Mu'az. Is it not the tongue alone which will cause people to be dragged and thrown headfirst into Jahannam? All that we say with our tongues goes into our books of deeds and will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. All the foolish and haram things we talk about can take us to Jahannam. Another hadith sharif says that many people say a word which makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with him without himself knowing its importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his position in Jannah. On the other hand, a person says something which he thinks to be small, but it causes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, and for it he will be thrown into Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that if a person promises not to misuse two things, first the thing between his jaws, that is his tongue, and second the thing between his legs, that is his private parts, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will guarantee his entry into Jannah. He says that most of the people will go to Jahannam because of misusing these two things. The hadith sharif says that a person says something as a joke to make people laugh, which in fact becomes a big problem for him, and he is thrown deep into the pit of Jahannam, the depth of which is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Let Allah save us.